last night's recording?
Yeah.
Well, cool.
How'd you get this?
Same way I'm getting tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
How you doing? I'd like to say that I'm personally like ecstatic that we're back together, the band. And, nice thing for me. I have my family here, you know. It's the first night and everything was great. Back here with my friends and playing this great music that this great composer over here put together. It's great. And I'm really happy for you guys if you get a chance to see us again. I mean, before we're like... No, we're trying to stay in shape. I don't look too bad for 70. Come on. Anyway, I just want to thank you personally. Thank you. We're going to play some more music here and enjoy. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. Some of your faces before. Most of you had more hair than you have now. I know I had more hair than I have now. But I said this last night, and I probably will say it on all the gigs that we play. In an era of boy bands, this is a man band. You know, what I've always wanted to be able to do is to come back and play music for a lot of people. And all the audience knows every tune that we play. You know what I mean? Y'all know all the tunes that we play. So I'm not even going to announce it.
Thank you. Anyway, the proposal. The proposal anyway. Thank you.
Senor Mas. Senor Mas. That was the tune Al wanted to play. Al wanted to play Senor Mas. We played Senor Mas. And before that, we played Vulcan Worlds. That was Stanley's song, Vulcan Worlds. Yes. You know, in classical music, they make a big deal out of the composer, and composed by Beethoven. You know, actually, the performer is listed second. You know, you go to the record shop and it's like Beethoven, Mozart, and then it says who performed it. In this music, you know, you never hear who the composer is. But, yeah, well, this is why we're mentioning it, you know. So we'd like to finish this set with another incredible composition that I wrote. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I've been told I have ability, and I believe it. You know, it's not politically correct to do that, to, like, worship yourself. But what the hell? Okay, we'd like to conclude this piece, set with a song, actually, that Al really wanted to play. I think all you guys wanted to play this tune. You wanted, oh, that's right, you wanted to play this tune. So, what was the name of this tune? I want to hold your hand, yeah. This is...
Thank you. so relieved when I was standing in line to get in before they opened the doors. And there were like three kids that were under 20 years old in front of us. I was like, what are you farts doing here? And they're like, we listen to our parents' records. That's cool. You're smart enough to do that.
Hello, welcome back. We're going to do something completely different now. Isn't that what John Cleese used to say? No, this is something completely different. We're going to play some different instruments. These are ancient instruments. Stanley's instrument has been like expanding for years and years and years. It started out as a little violin.
But, you know,
with Stanley's big hands, we needed to grow it up a little bit. And then Al's got this guitar that I keep asking him to give to me, but... Really? No, don't do that publicly, man, because I might take you up on that. So we're going to play these instruments for a little while for you. You know, around in 1975, early 75, we decided we wanted to introduce our acoustic instruments back into the mix, because we had been playing all electric. We all come from that tradition anyway. I'm a piano player. That's Stanley's basic instrument. Al, though, you started on electric guitar, right? But now he's a monster on that one. I mean that in, you know, nice ways. So we're going to start with a piece that we recorded in 1923, and Al is going to introduce the piece with I call it the Demio of Fantasy. It's an improvisation that he does, and you never know what's going to happen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.